This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Isaacs and Isaacs, attorneys at law, address on file. Dear sir, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, David Banks, please note the following medical letter, period. David is a first name, D-A-V-I-D. Last name is B-A-N-K-S. On December 23rd, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 65-year-old male, height 5'10" tall, weight 205 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about September 15th, 2022, period. The patient was a driver with his seatbelt on, period. Although he denied loss of consciousness, he sustained injury when another vehicle backed into the front passenger side of the patient's vehicle, period. The patient was jerked, period. His left shoulder hit the door, period. He had immediate pain that became worse the following day, period. The pain was located in the left shoulder and neck, period. Despite adequate treatment, present day, he is still having pain and diminished range of motion involving his left shoulder, period. This injury is a re-injury of his left shoulder rotator cuff tear that occurred in approximately 2020, period. He had to have surgery where it was reattached again in approximately 2022 after this automobile accident, period. The patient's neck pain has essentially resolved, period. New paragraph. The patient's left shoulder pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. This automobile accident caused a re-tear of the left rotator cuff, resulting in a second surgery in late 2022, period. The pain is intermittent, period. It occurs 4 to 5 hours per day, period. It is a burning type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 6 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down the left arm with falling asleep of his left arm at times, period. The pain is worse when he sleeps, period. He wakes up several times while he is attempting to sleep, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that he was seen in the emergency room the next day at Columbus Regional Hospital, period. He was released and referred back to the original shoulder surgeon, period. He had an MRI that showed the re-tear, period. He followed up with Dr. Tannenbaum and He followed up with Dr. Tannenbaum in 5 to 6 days, an orthopedic surgeon in southern Indiana, period. He was told that he had a re-tear and that he needed additional surgery, period. Approximately 1 week later, he had surgery at Columbus Regional Hospital, and he had several sessions of physical therapy as an outpatient, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems sleeping, comma, sitting greater than 30 minutes, comma, lifting over 30 pounds, comma, housework, comma, yard work, comma, sports such as basketball, comma, bowling, comma, and swimming, period. New paragraph. Prescription medicine taken by the patient includes Losartan, comma, hypertensive medicines, comma, potassium, comma, Cialis, comma, and over-the-counter medicines such as Advil for this condition, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes Advil, stretching exercises, and hot packs, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for hypertension, comma, hyperlipidemia, and erectile dysfunction, period. New paragraph, past surgical history reveals in 2020 had a left rotator cuff repair, as well as 2022, a re-surgery for this auto accident period. In approximately 2018, he had a right rotator cuff surgery period. He had surgery on his right arm due to a nerve comma, and he had a left thumb laceration repair in the past period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals his left shoulder nerve was injured in the past period. He had a torn left shoulder rotator cuff in approximately 2020 that occurred without trauma period. He has not had any serious automobile accidents in the past period. The patient has not had work injuries in the past period. The patient has not had prior lawsuits, period. Before this automobile accident of 2022, the patient was totally pain-free with full range of motion, period. He had full recovery of his left shoulder approximately 9 weeks after the surgery in 2020, period. New paragraph. Occupation. The patient is that of a, his occupation is that of a secretary, and he works with patients full-time, period. He does work, however, with pain and needs to take frequent breaks, period. Presently, he is working as a clerk instead of on the floor, which is a less physical job, period. He did transfer to a less physical job, period. He is unable to work the overtime that he used to work in the past, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent studies. MRI of the left shoulder joint done August 3rd, 2022 showed, number one, complete supraspinatus tendon tear retracted 4 centimeters, period. Number two, full thickness superior fiber infraspinatus tendon tear blending with the supraspinatus tear, period. MRI, December 24th, 2014, showed abnormal appearance of the distal aspect of the supraspinatus and infraspinatus tendons, suspicious for focal tears in these regions, period. Notes from encounter date, August 10th, 2020. Procedure performed, one, left shoulder arthroscopic rotator cuff repair. Number two, left shoulder arthroscopic biceps tendon tenodiosis. That's T-E-N-O-D-E-S-I-S. Number three, left shoulder subacromial decompression, period. Records from Columbus Regional Hospital, date of service, February 19th, 2015, post-op diagnosis, chronic impingement, procedure performed, one, arthroscopy, two, arthroscopic subacromial decompression, three, arthroscopic distal clavicle resection, four, open biceps tenodesis, comma, right shoulder. Tenodesis is T-E-N-O-D-E-S-I-S. Report from physical therapy, Southern Indiana Orthopedic Physical Therapy, November 22nd, 2022. That's November 22nd, 2022. They diagnosed complete rotator cuff tear or rupture of the left shoulder, period. Operative report, December 28, 2022. Post-op diagnosis, left shoulder rotator cuff repair, period. Procedure performed, one, left shoulder arthroscopic revision, rotator cuff repair, period. Two, left shoulder arthroscopic extensive debridement, period. Records from Southern Indiana Orthopedics, September 29th, 2022. States David is a pleasant 64-year-old male who presents to clinic today for a chief complaint of left shoulder pain, period. He underwent previous left shoulder arthroscopic rotator cuff repair with biceps tenodesis, T-E-N-O-D-E-S-I-S, and subacromial decompression, period. The patient reports that he was recently involved in a motor vehicle collision on September 16th, 2022, period. He states that prior to this vehicle accident, he was doing well with no issues or pain in his left shoulder, period. Following this, he has increased pain in his left shoulder, period. He has weakness as well, period. Records from Southern Indiana Orthopedics, September 11th, 2022. Assessment, 1, bursitis left shoulder, 2, tendonitis left shoulder, 3, complete rotator cuff tear or rupture of the left shoulder not specified as traumatic, period. Chief complaint, left shoulder pain follow-up, MVA, September 16th, 22, continues to report moderate to severe pain that is made worse with overhead reaching, period. The abnormalities were noted on examination and documented, period. More records from Southern Indiana Orthopedics, January 18th, 2023. Chief complaint, status post left shoulder arthroscopy with RCR. That's capital R, capital C, capital R. So that's with RCR and extensive debridement, 10/28/22, period. Patient is status post left shoulder arthroscopy with rotator cuff repair on December 28, 2022, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records and performing an IME, I, Dr. Mandel, have found that all of his treatment as outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of September 15, 2022 were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. New paragraph. On physical examination by me today, Dr. Mandel, ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive for light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles were intact, period. Examination of the cervical area was unremarkable, period. Thyroid exam was unremarkable, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. Examination of the right shoulder was normal, period. Examination of the left shoulder was abnormal with palpable tenderness, diminished strength, and palpable heat, period. There was diminished range of motion as follows, period. Left shoulder adduction, ADD, was diminished by 14 degrees, comma. Abduction, ABD, abduction diminished by 18 degrees, comma. Flexion diminished by 20 degrees, comma. Extension diminished by 24 degrees, comma. Internal rotation diminished by 16 degrees, comma. And external rotation diminished by 18 degrees, period. There was crepitance of the right shoulder, period. Examination of the skin revealed multiple surgical scoping scars of the left shoulder due to this accident, period. There was a 5-centimeter right shoulder surgical scar that is unrelated to this accident, period. There was an unrelated right wrist carpal tunnel surgical scar, period. There's an unrelated right elbow surgical scar, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Neurological examination revealed diminished grip strength in the left hand. The patient is right hand dominant. Reflexes normal and symmetrical at 2/4, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2/4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number 1, left shoulder trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, re-tear of rotator cuff in parenthesis, supraspinatus, and infraspinatus, end of parenthesis, resulting in left shoulder arthroscopy with rotator cuff repair on October 28, 2022, period. Number 2, cervical trauma, strain, comma, and pain resolve, period. The above two diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident of September 15th, 2022, period. New paragraph. At this time, the patient does have a permanent impairment, period. Utilizing the book Guides to Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, referring you to table 15-5, the patient qualifies for an 8% upper extremity impairment, which converts to a 5% whole body impairment, utilizing table 15-11, period. The basis for this impairment rating is strictly and totally a direct result of the automobile accident of September 15th, 2022, period. By a permanent impairment, I am inferring that the patient will have permanent difficulty with chronic pain and diminished range of motion for the remainder of his life, period. The patient will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in his left shoulder as he ages, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Continuing ongoing over-the-counter analgesics and anti-inflammatories will cost $85 a month for the remainder of his life, period. A TENS unit to control pain would cost $500, period. Some additional injections in the left shoulder will cost approximately $3,000, period. Some additional physical therapy to try to restore mobility will cost approximately $1,500, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. New paragraph. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. Oral informed consent, no, not oral, just say informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.